USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Massive and getting bigger and still optimistic.
This is a search and rescue mission, 100%.
Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick on the hunt for that small submarine carrying five people that's been missing in the North Atlantic since Sunday.
There are five vessels now searching. Three of them arrived today. They are expecting five more on site, including a French vessel that has a remote operated vehicle that they say has incredible state-of-the-art technology on board. That is expected to get there sometime late tonight.
NBC correspondent Kristen Dahlgren in Boston. It's 12 and a half years for Danny Rodriguez, a January 6th defendant who pleaded guilty to several charges, including using a stun gun on a D.C. police officer. Over the objection of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert has introduced a resolution to impeach President Biden over his handling of immigration at the southern border.
By purposefully and knowingly releasing more than 2 million illegal aliens into the interior of the United States.
Boebert introduced her privileged motion, which forces a House vote. Kevin McCarthy is urging Republicans to vote no. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending his non-involvement in the Hunter Biden plea deal. Garland says when he became Attorney General, he promised,
I would leave this matter in the hands of the United States Attorney, who was appointed by the previous president.
Garland says that's still the story now that Hunter Biden's reached a plea deal over failure to pay taxes and his illegal purchase of a handgun. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress should stay out of ethics issues regarding the Supreme Court, that it should be up to Chief Justice John Roberts. For the first time, a majority, 52% of those surveyed by Gallup, say they believe that where they live is a welcoming place for gay and lesbian people to live. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The American Medical Association is calling on health professionals to stop reporting pregnant women who abuse drugs. The thinking is reporting discourages some of those women from getting help. They fear they'll go to jail or lose custody of their child. After the Club Q mass shootings in Colorado Springs last year, a group called Colorado Healing Fund raised about $3 million to help survivors. But some of them say the fund is not paying out more than $1 million it still has.
It's been 7 months since this tragedy happened, and we are still here having to fight for the exact same thing.
Shooting victim John Arcediano is among those asking for more help. So is Adriana Vance, whose son was among those killed at Club Q.
These people just need to release the money that was raised so that everybody can go on and heal however they need to.
The Healing Fund's executive director says the money's been set aside to help those with what he calls future trauma. Shoplifting has gotten so bad at some clothing stores, they're closing the fitting rooms. That's even the case at some Goodwill stores. One manager says shoplifting nearly doubled in the first half of last year. One retailer that doesn't have to worry about shoplifting is Amazon. The online giant's annual big sale is coming up. Amazon Prime Day, which is actually 2 days, happens July 11th and 12th. And even those 2 days are not the whole promotion. Early deals will show up on the Amazon site as early as this week. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with six strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.